You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. I want to wish you a very happy Friday, February 26, 2021. The time has come to kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. All right. Now, look, we have been talking for the last couple of weeks about how there is going to be an insane amount of movement at the quarterback position over this coming off season. We haven't even hit March yet, and that is literally already the case. Let's review. Jared Goff, a member of the Detroit Lions. Matthew Stafford, subsequently a member of the Los Angeles Rams. Carson Wentz, now a member of the Indianapolis Colts. Philadelphia Eagles, they've got Jalen Hurts. We'll see. But you get the picture, all right? Lots of teams are changing. It feels like, you ever try to watch cards in a deck shuffle when it's like, it's impossible. And that's what I feel like this is in terms of the quarterback position across the NFL. We know that Ben Roethlisberger is going to be back with the Pittsburgh Steelers. What's going to happen with Jimmy Garoppolo, with Cam Newton, with Tua Tagovailoa, with Aaron Rodgers, with Dak Prescott? There are so many questions. And on Thursday, we got a whole bunch more. What happened? Well, I'll tell you what happened. It all got started when The Athletic did a whole incredible review about the way that the relationship between Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks has gotten to the place where it is. Where is the relationship, you ask? Well, we've talked again over the last couple of weeks about how Russell not only wants to cook, but he wants to shop for the ingredients. He wants to have a say. He wants to design the recipe. Russell Wilson has a lot of thoughts. He said so on the Dan Patrick Show. Well, The Athletic talked about how he told the Seahawks this. It didn't go well. He stormed out of a meeting with the front office, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And look, it sounds like things are truly, you know, coming to an end in terms of Russell, the Seahawks, that whole time together. Now, that was already kind of crazy. People were speculating, ooh, is Russell Wilson going to move on? It was a report that, you know, maybe he would be traded, maybe it would be now, who knows, etc. But then Adam Schefter showed up, and Adam Schefter reported that Russell Wilson, while he has not asked for a trade, according to his agent Mark Rogers, he has told Seattle that if he is traded, remember, he has a no-trade clause, so he can have a level of sway over this. If he is traded, the only teams he would go to are the Dallas Cowboys, the New Orleans Saints, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Chicago Bears, all right? I don't know what Russell sees in the Bears, but either way, there are players on these teams, Michael Thomas, Tariq Cohen, Cordarrelle Patterson, who are posting photos of themselves with Russell or tweeting at Russell saying, hey, how you doing? What's up? You want to come play for my team? This would be crazy if Russell Wilson leaves. Now, these teams all have situations where the quarterback position is somewhat in flux, particularly the New Orleans Saints with the retirement of Drew Brees that is not necessarily official yet, but basically is. What's he waiting for? But anyway, the Bears, obviously not going to be Mitchell Trubisky, not going to be Nick Foles. The Las Vegas Raiders are saying that they are committed to Derek Carr, but are they really? And the Dallas Cowboys have yet to come to terms with Dak Prescott on a long-term deal. So Russell Wilson, he's got his eyes on four different teams. Watch out. This offseason is going to be crazy. And I didn't even mention Deshaun Watson. Think about that. Like, we're already talking crazy talk, bananas talk, and we haven't even talked about one of the best young quarterbacks in the NFL outright refusing to play for the team that he signed an extension with last year. And in case you thought that this would change, and I think that maybe some Houston Texans fans held that hope. Oh, man, maybe it'll change. Maybe, just maybe. Maybe David Culley will be able to convince Deshaun Watson that this organization, this team is not a total disaster. Not so fast, Miss Lippy. All right, per ESPN's Dan Graziano, this is a tweet from Dan, actually. Per sources, Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson met with new Texans head coach David Culley last Friday, a week ago. In that meeting, Watson reiterated that he wants to be traded and told Culley he has no intention of playing for the Texans again. No change from Watson's end. He remains dug in. Now, Deshaun Watson is conceivably going to fetch an enormous amount of draft capital if and when he is ultimately traded. It might make sense for the trade to ultimately culminate. I think there's a pun there that will workshop culminate, perhaps, on draft weekend, because you can trade picks a further year in advance. Maybe that's what the Texans are ultimately waiting for. But either way, Russell Wilson might be out of Seattle. Deshaun Watson definitely wants to be out of Houston. We move on. And the last bit of news here, I think, is really interesting. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero had a tweet early on Thursday, and I'll read it to you in my beautiful voice. In a virtual meeting today, NFLPA Executive Director Damorey Smith implored agents for free agents at the same position to collude and increase leverage in contract talks, given the drop in the salary cap. The cap will be at least $180 million per club in 2021. It was $198.2 million in 2020. What's our takeaway here? Well, I tell you what, collusion is actually illegal in terms of NFL rules. And it's only illegal on the ownership side, right? Owners and teams can't collude with one another. But guess what? There's no law, again, in the NFL world prohibiting players from colluding with one another. So what Damorey Smith is suggesting, rather imploring to agents, is, look, if you have a would-be free agent wide receiver and another would-be free agent wide receiver, collude, work against, you know, different teams, use each other's deals to kind of bet against guys so that teams will ultimately end up paying you more money. Why is this a relevant thing? Well, we have heard so much about how, because of the fact that the salary cap is going to be smaller and shortened this year due to the pandemic, that teams are going to have to cut a lot of legitimate veterans. Teams are going to have to maybe go in on one-year deals. Teams are going to have to be really focused. And we've talked about that, how it could lend to squads building a dream team of sorts, but that obviously leaves players out in the cold, having to take less money than maybe they would deserve in a normal year. If the players stick together, maybe they can up their individual values by playing themselves against different teams, or rather playing teams against one another, but that all depends on players and agents kind of being brave and bold enough to do that. And you know how those things go. When you have a chance, if you're getting a contract offered to you, you think it's a team that you can win a championship with, ultimately you have to do what's best for yourself. So this will be a very fascinating storyline to watch as the offseason continues to unfold. We are almost in March, and we are having a great time here on the SB Nation NFL Show, and we want you to dance with us. Come on, let's do it. Come on, we're ready. We're warmed up, and we're on the floor, and we need you here with us. So subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts. We are available on all major podcast platforms. Leave a rating, write a review, and do me a favor. Have the best day ever. We'll see you on Monday.